What's up, everybody? I'm Danny B, and welcome to another morning drive. Knicks played the Lakers sans LeBron last night to end our road trip, and we come out with Randle hitting back-to-back jumpers. Our defensive intensity is up. Peyton had a steal that led to another Randle two, and then Rose comes in. He's moving the ball around, finds Frank for a corner three. So we're up one, 25-24 after the first quarter. And then Rose opens up the second with a floater. We see RJ find Obi for a nice alley-oop. And then Obi and Frank each hit one from downtown. A little deja vu like we saw the other night. But the Lakers, they end up picking up their defense a little bit, knock some shots down. So they go up by 7 points on us. But we lean on Rose and him and Randle. They really help close the gap. So we go up by one, 56-55 going into halftime. And we come out of it with the pace slowed down a little bit. We see this often. Randle hit a three, but the Lakers go on an 8-0 run. And we lean on Rose again to be the catalyst, and he is. Him and Randle. Randle hits another three, and then we see a big block from Frank, and we end the third up three, 76-73. And we come out in the fourth quarter on a 6-2 run. Frankie clamps another big block, and then he knocks down one from deep. And we really looked good. We had the lead up to about eight, but the Lakers claw all the way back. They tie it up to 91, and we go into overtime. And here, it really came down to the last minute. Randle hit a big three for us, put us up one, but the Lakers hit one right back. They go up two. Then we get a travel call on Randle. RJ gets caught kind of up top as the game runs out of time, and we lose by two. 101-99 is the final score. We really had a tough game. We should have won that one, but Lakers really put their defense up at the end of the game there. So we got to have a short memory. We're right back at it tonight with the Spurs at 7:30. We're back home at MSG. So positive vibes only. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Later.